Mishnah Beis. Shol Shei Hashum Vaptur Vatom Vekaf Loi Tois. It's man shem Latin. Garlic or onions or some type of small onions, they have roots growing out of the bottom of the onion and the other ones, as we know. If the roots are still fresh and they didn't dry out yet, they're considered something that protects the fruit, and therefore it has the din of a shayna. The apitna shalem, right above the roots, is like a little brown thing which the roots grow out of. That's also a covering of the area underneath it, even though that is dried out a little bit and it's not edible. That is also considered a shayma. Bein lacha bein yevesha. That pitma itself, that's the little brown covering that you have underneath the roots, which is connected to the onion, that whether it's dry or whether it's fresh is considered a shayma. Ha'omet shemakubet keneged ha'oichel. Sometimes you have an old, if you leave the onion in the ground for a long period of time, the central part of the onion starts hardening. So even though it hardened, that it's not edible anymore, still, since the onion grows around it, it's also protecting the inside of the onion from drying out, and it's considered shema. Same thing as shoshe chazorim. The root of chazorim is lettuce roots, that's known, fanofet. These are different types of radishes. All these are considered a shomer, and they have the same status as the food itself. All this is different from the meal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shorish Noi Nagodl Mitzaris. The root of a radish, the main root, which is the radish itself, and the big root coming out of it, if it gets thin on the bottom, that's also considered part of the root. Patsir Shalayin Mitzaris. Sometimes you have little side roots that are growing out of the sides of it, or out of the main root, that is not considered part of the snowing. The roots of different types of plants, the Rambam says the mint is, mitna is what we call mint, pagan, Yerakas Asodi, Yerakas Akina, different types of vegetables, like similar to lettuce and cabbage, these type of things. So the roots of these plants, you uprooted these plants to replant them somewhere else. So you're interested in keeping on these roots, and they're still fresh roots. These are also considered a shomer of the free, and it's also mitzvah to be mitzvah. Hashidru shel shiboilis ve'levushalo. A grain like wheat and barley, the way it grows is, you have on the top of the stalk of the grain, you have the head of the grain. The shidra is the stalk that goes into the head of the grain where the grains are, and that holds all the grains in place. And the levush is a chaff which surrounds and also protects each grain as it's growing. So all these things, even though they dry out presently and they're not so edible, they're not edible, still it's considered a shomer. Rebbe Lezer says also some vegetables when they're dug out of the ground, they have a certain layer of earth that's stuck onto it. He says that's also considered a shomer, protected, and it's mitzvah. Consider that shame.